sweet. With the blues on this wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Microsoft makes an update, and we have no audio coming from the laptop.
Details.
That's the way it goes. That's our first. We open with a technical. It's all right.
Drink.
My gosh. You want to get close to the microphone this time? No. I didn't know you were going to do the show differently than the rest of us.
Hi, how are you?
He's been gone for a while, you know. He's not sure.
Forgot how microphones worked.
Thanks, Joe. I'm right on top of that audio source issue. Thank you. I figured everybody else realized it, too. After seeing the false start of the show like three times, fuck it. Thank God I've got an audio backup. Anywho, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yes, the font is bigger in the chat room. I'm trying to see if I like that or not, but it's causing...
He's trying to see if he can see it.
It's, well, there's that, too. But it's causing Al to not be able to see the full screen on his iPad.
Wait, is this a dig at me because I had a birthday? That's some bullshit.
No, it's a dig at myself because I'm 49 and I can't see that fucking screen as well as I'd like to. I was just when I renewed the chat room for, you know, earlier today, I was just looking at the options and I'm like, well, maybe we need a format change. Maybe we need this, that, and I'm like, oh, I never thought about making the font larger.
I'm gonna make it about me. I think it's a dig on me.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Sorry.
Take it as you will.
Because this is 40. Is that what you posted?
It is, yeah.
So, this is 40.
It's apparently what it looks like.
My gosh.
I know. Who knew?
Striking young man you are. It's what I posted on your picture. I like
it. Youthful.
Yes. Who would have known?
I'll have to show you. I did that face app thing. You know how people are doing the thing on Facebook where they say, oh, would you date like the opposite gender?
The opposite of you, right?
Yeah. It made me a really good looking guy is what it did.
What I always think
is... it put all the makeup and all the girl stuff on the one side, but it made me a really good looking guy.
There you go.
Wow.
I just kind of think it's funny that when you see, first of all, when you
look
see
at that
people that you know are already in the drag, you know, in the drag world, and it's the opposite. I'm like, well, first of all, you look absolutely nothing like that in drag. You're not nearly that pretty, number one. Number two,
the other
one I think is interesting. I haven't seen her do it.
It's not natural makeup drag either.
Oh, no. No. But the other thing I think is interesting is like, it says, would you date the opposite gender of yourself or something? And I'm like, every one of them looks like it's a sister or a brother. Like, why? No. Was this done in Arkansas? Like, I don't understand.
All that. The gay guys that look alike, that's always freaking.
That really freaks me out.
Between that and the fact when they dress alike, when couples wear the exact same thing.
And they turn into Puerto Rican dance troops.
Just
no,
weird.
Here, I have it here. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Oh, you did do. Okay. Yeah. Send and we'll see if
I saved the thing.
How we can do this.
How do I send it to you? C-L-A-Y. Yeah.
Traditional spelling of my name. Yeah. Well, however it works for you.
There it is. There it comes.
So in the chat room, random human, for those of you who don't realize, that's Al this week. Because
my name is taken.
He can't log in the traditional way.
You could have put Val.
Oh, I probably could too, Val. But wait, there's still time. I feel like it's a new evening.
Wow.
You could be Alice.
What is this you've done?
I know. I just put my picture into the app thing, and that's what it spit back out. Show it to the people.
Wow, I will. I'm so taken aback by it. I'm like, wow.
Clayton is speechless by how handsome I am.
But I realize what you've done is you've put the side-by-side pictures of the after. And right, because
right.
This,
oh, do you want the before picture?
Oh, I do. It doesn't matter. No, I know it's quite all right. We know what you look like.
I have the before picture.
But I think you'll find.
What do you mean by before?
So it has you feed in a photo of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, I'll send Clayton the source image here in just a second too.
Yeah, let's do the source image first. I would prefer that.
So we'll start. We're doing this thing backwards. Seymour, are my photos?
So you put it in there, and then it somehow, and it does a pretty good job.
Right. So it's a photo filter, so you feed it a source image, and then it puts, there's an algorithm where it decides that, you know, to make a more female face, it thins the lips and, you know, accents the cheekbones or whatever it does. Photos.
All the things.
I know, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Albums. And so for men, apparently, it's putting a beard on everyone to make it more masculine, which is kind of entertaining.
It put it on her.
Right. So it guesses apparently at your gender, and then it goes, oh, look at this handsome young man. Look how nice he'd look with a beard.
With a beard, or as a woman.
Okay. But
go. Sure. Either way.
Either way.
All right, here comes the source.
But it just cracks me up because it seems more like it's a... It's like, oh, that could be your sister, it could be your brother. I'm like, well, why would you think of dating that person? It's just weird. I mean,
all right,
that,
somebody all that looks like from that your look family. Alike,
always odd.
Okay, so there's the image that I started with.
Okay, gotcha. Let's
show the people's. Well, let's show me.
Alice in the dark.
Hey, I'm a person.
You're
true.
So
yeah,
many things. We verified this.
Yes. We performed all the tests. Human.
Okay, so this is the source picture. This is what
Kat Carlson started with.
For that. And then, doing it two different times, spit these images back to her.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal, how are you?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. You're right.
And like, kind of Tara Lipinski on the right a little bit.
Kind of.
Hmm.
Yeah. They always make me look a little Asian.
A little bit, yeah. You got a little Leah Salonga meets Tara Lipinski.
Right.
You
know,
from this
somewhere near a unitard. No.
So from this striking 40-year-old...
My heritage is actually fairly Scandinavian, but I mean...
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
They gave you all the things on the left there.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, well, gosh. If it looked like that.
Well, hello,
what a handsome young man I would be.
Or ma'am. However you identify.
So there it is.
That's funny stuff there. Well, welcome, whoever you are this week. It doesn't make any difference. We have to see what Al would look like. I have not done it because I didn't really care.
Right. We can do that.
Then maybe we can do it. Maybe we'll figure it out later. We'll do all that.
You know, sometimes it's late at night and I'm just on my phone and not quite sleepy yet and the dumbest shit happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
The dumbest shit happens.
Before we get too much further into the show, obviously you see I've got the Q-Talk logo over where Marnie normally sits because we know now she is not coming. We found that out sometime earlier. Doug Wilkie had a previous engagement with ASU tonight, so he couldn't attend with us either. So it's just the three of us pulling all the duties that we have to tonight.
Sorry about your luck.
Yeah. Too bad for you. Too bad. Did you guys happen to notice the retaliatory garden lighting I installed?
My God.
I'm not quite sure how I would miss it.
It almost knocked me over.
Well,
honestly,
neither of you said anything, and I thought for sure when you walked in.
I thought the screams were enough.
Honestly, I was so stunned by it. I really just, I wasn't sure how to react or
the
what
neighbors
to do.
Are all a little bit stunned too, but I'm like, I don't give a shit. Yeah. After, well, I was with you on Friday evening at the Cobalt.
It's true.
Enjoying a nice beverage and people were singing and enjoying their life. And all of a sudden I get an alert on my phone that there was activity in my carport. And usually...
And he ran out of the bar, half of a Crown and Diet still sitting on the bar, ran out, like literally ran. And I was like, is your mom on fire? Are you okay? Like. Yeah. All right.
Well, I just said I'd be back, and I walked out of the bar and like ran and left. And then I would do like an hour and a half later, I come back.
It was quite some time, yeah.
And I walk in, and she's like, "You okay?" So there was a person that did not belong here, right? He rode up the driveway and came into the carport and then cased the front of the house and looked at stuff.
I watched.
And I got here, met the police officers here. I was on 911 call driving here as I was, you know, So anyway, we got here at the same time. They secured the perimeter. Everything was fine. And I think he heard me over the camera talking is what I could be what scared him off. I'm not sure.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah. So, but when we got here, there were nowhere to be found. Didn't see him anywhere.
So you can talk to somebody out there?
Yes. All of the cameras you can talk to through the app. You just hit the microphone and you can talk back and forth through the cameras.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you were to show up and he was, you know, say at Stacy's or at Cobalt or wherever he might be.
Get your ass here.
You could just stand in the middle of the driveway and wait for him to talk to you. And you can have a two-way conversation because he can hear you too.
Or you could call me on your phone. Whichever way works easiest.
That way seems so much more convenient.
Seems very fun to just show up.
Just stand at the camera and go,
stand in the driveway.
Open. So, anywho, I went.
I'm going to start doing that. Whenever I'm in the neighborhood, I'm just going to stop by and stand in the driveway. Be like, oh, no, the car's not there. I'm going to go call Clayton.
So I went the next day and bought all of the independent...
That is witchcraft.
The components to put together my own motion detection light ensemble, and boom, that's what you got. You can just light up everything.
Yeah, I think a plane moved closer when that light came on.
But I enjoyed it. But the retaliatory garden lighting obviously came up as I was posting some other people, and Alan down the street... laughed about it, and so I posted the link to our show, the Retaliatory. So where I was reading it, and he'd never heard of it. He thought that was something we had done. I'm like, no, Google it. Like, it's Australia. You'll find it.
Oh yeah.
But we got a couple more hits on that one because
our native tongue is screaming.
No, that's a safety issue. We can't have that now, can we? So many funny things with that.
There really are.
Anyway, but it lights your way. Lights the way in.
It blinds you in.
Yeah. And when you leave, it lines you. Now, the funny thing is, Saturday when I installed it, one of my cats went outside and walked past the sensor and it all came up and she ran like a son of a bitch. Scared the hell out of her. I think she's used to it now, realizing it's just lights.
No, the light, it hurts. But,
oh my God, it scared the hell out of her. It was funny to watch. Anywho. Oh my gosh. Well, since that, what else is up with you, Kate? You had your birthday.
I am celebrating milestones left and right. I was informed today that it's my 11th anniversary of Facebook.
Oh, oh, welcome. Look at you.
Time well spent.
Sure.
I need to delete this shit.
You can't. How would I get pictures from you?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to find another method.
Another source.
I have an iDevice now. I could just drop them to you somehow.
Oh, that's true. You can airdrop if we're here. Yeah. Yes, you exactly can.
Very
Except...
fancy.
They won't get into this.
Well, then you'll have to send them to yourself.
Oh, fuck. God.
Now it's a two-step process.
Jesus.
Because she wants to get off the computer.
God, lesbians make everything difficult. Why is that?
Just lucky.
Because we can.
Because just lucky.
Because genetics. I don't really know.
Do you feel lucky?
Really, I'm not spitting in the tube, so I guess I'll never know.
11 of your 40 years spent on the Facebook.
11 of my 40 years spent on the Facebook. That's that seems like a life well lived.
Oh, I assure you it was. No wasted time there, young lady.
Other than that, nothing. I don't actually like big parties for my birthday and stuff like that. Like, people have their birthday month and their birthday week, and I'm like, a day is fine, and all I really want is, like, candles and a present.
Yeah.
You know, kids to sing to me off-key. That's literally all I want. So that's what I got, which was wonderful. And then it turns out I actually work with some nice people because they found out... I know.
It's good to find out.
They were a day late because Facebook doesn't announce to anyone that it's my birthday because they turned that off years ago.
Yeah.
Because that got out of hand real fast.
Yeah.
It's like, can't. Because I can't ignore them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's impolite to just watch messages come by and not respond to them. And then, you know, unfortunately, it's exhausting to spend all day on your phone saying, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I turned it off. If you remember it's my birthday, great. If you don't, super okay.
Right.
I'm okay.
That seems legitimately fine.
Yeah, but the boys I work with were kind and got me a card and a little cupcake. It turns out, I don't know if this is a thing or if it's just my luck, but it turns out that I've reached an age where you only get a cupcake and not a whole cake.
Oh.
Because I got not one, not two, but three cupcakes with candles over the course of my birthday. Marnie was kind and brought me one last Tuesday. And then in lieu of a whole cake at my own home, I got a cupcake surrounded by a pile of my favorite Christmas cookies, which was totally fine with me, but still just a cupcake.
Yeah.
And then the boys at work got me a cupcake. It's like, is that a thing? I don't know. And
I'm not aware of this.
Is there an age threshold where you only get cupcakes? I'm not sure.
From someone who doesn't get super excited about cake, I would still be like, I'm going to need more of that.
Right. Why do I only have this little cake?
Yeah, I'm going to need you to prove
your
love.
I'm probably not even
in more cake.
I've lived this long. I need the whole sheet of cake. Yeah,
yeah, and not to sound ungrateful, because I don't eat a terribly large amount of cake anyway.
Yeah.
But it seemed rather strange to me that it was all just
not a big caker.
Cupcakes.
Yeah, well.
Well, it was a...
Is that a hint? Should I lose some weight? I don't know where we're going.
Oh, I think you're taking a little farther than you needed to there.
Yeah, probably.
I graduated from nursing school and, like, they wanted to get a cake and my sister had this, like, thing of, like, you know, I don't think he likes cake.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he has a favorite kind of
Perhaps just a ceremonial cake will do.
How about a picture of a cake? Can we just send you that? A scratch and sniff, maybe.
That does sound nice.
But it turns out, like, I like to look at it, and I like a little taste, and then I'm kind of fucking done.
Right, yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to taste it.
Oh, yeah, I got to have, like, a little piece.
Unless you got some bizarro fucking flavor that I'm like, no, that's not meant for cake. Like, orange, zesty, raspberry, marmalade
bullshit.
It has
bullshit. To be chocolate. That's
toast.
There is no
You're
other kind of
cake. You're confusing cake with toast.
There's only chocolate, honestly. The other kinds of cake are just not cake. They're not allowed.
Oh, mine's German chocolate. It has been for my whole life.
See?
I like a nice white cake with a chocolatey frosting.
Oh, see? There's some chocolate in there. I'm in.
Yeah.
Sold.
I can't do the whole thing.
When it's all
carrots
and berries, I can't.
Am I a rabbit? Did I order a salad?
And it's all just sugar anyway. She's just going to be wired.
Something went wrong between the kitchen and here. A salad mated with my cake.
I didn't know it was possible, evolutionary.
Those rabbits
but here
are
we are,
busy.
And haven't we learned? So you guys
here we are, and we've learned
anything. Is that cake?
But yeah, I have nothing else to report.
Nothing else
to report? Nothing else to report. Okay. No, turned 40, worked 4 days, slept one day, here I am.
Found out you work with nice people. I mean, that's. I think that's the biggest thing to take
that
from
was
this
actually, That was actually very sweet. No. They wrote actually some astonishingly nice things in the card that I was like, from you fuckers? Thank you. Like, really, really kind things.
Like, we enjoy working with you, sir. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Kat, you are wise as you are handsome.
Kind words indeed.
No, it was just one of those moments where you realize that perhaps you've impacted someone else's life more than you think that you have.
Oh.
I know.
The rants will continue until morale improves. I understand that.
And the beatings.
The beatings, well, yes.
I'm sure not everyone feels that way, but the people that did feel that way, I was taken aback a little bit.
Yeah. Very have nice. You found the new karaoke host, by the way?
I have not yet, no.
Who's missing?
That, well, you know, we'll talk about that off air.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to shame anyone. We are in the market for a new karaoke host, so any local listeners that feel like you have the skills to do that, please apply.
The skill set, yes.
You'll find it. You'll find it funny, though, when she tells you.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah.
No. We'll move on.
Which days of the week are open?
What'd you do this week?
I did so many things.
Oh, lots. Lots
so
of
So I'm sure you all talked about last weekend's beautiful adventure of the Dear Evan Hansen and all the feelings. So I trust that you all handled...
She's still looking for a support group.
Right. That's still the ugliest I've ever cried in public ever in my life.
I have a topper for you.
Do you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was it come from away?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just the flight.
So, I mean, just if I could add to the need for a support group for Dear Evan Hansen, what a beautifully, beautifully, beautifully performed, beautifully written piece of everything. Theater, music, the performances, that's set, everything. That stayed with me for days. Just left me with such a, I don't know, an urge to do something. I don't know what. To come here? I don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, I was motivated to go to dinner. I'm not sure. Like, I want, you know, you wanted to do something and be of some, I don't, some use. I don't know. It was very, that was very,
yeah,
an emotional kick in the crotch is how I like to call it. Like,
okay.
And almost literal.
But in a good way.
Yeah. Oh. Almost literal.
Thank you, sir. May I have another kind of thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're into. Sure.
And there's an urge to see that again for, like, maybe some of the performances that you missed while you were
crying,
sobbing, consoling a neighbor, watching someone run out in terror.
That poor guy.
That poor man.
I hope he's okay.
That clearly had something go on in his life that he just reached a point in that show where he couldn't watch it anymore,
and
he just got up and left.
Yeah, cried
so clearly,
through the.
Clearly,
like,
he
matched me
something.
Sniffle for sniffle through the whole first act and then got up and left.
Oh, wow.
In the second act. Couldn't anymore. Like, you could just tell he was physically upset and could not.
Maybe his name
and never
was
returned.
Evan Hansen, oddly. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe his name was Connor. I don't know.
Well, okay. So, you watched it and then left the state.
Yeah, I just left. Beautiful. And then went to California with... my friend Mitch, who I worked with many years ago, and we all know him from the BNDS, and met up with Harrison. We did a day of Magic Mountain,
which started off apparently with this shot of you from you outside the gates.
Just ridiculousness, and I will tell you. Oh, I do want to send you a video. Now that I think about it, I forgot about the video I took.
Hope I can play that. Okay,
so
we'll find out.
Won't we?
Let's see if you can play this.
If you can do it through Messenger, that'd be better.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Got it.
So, went to Magic Mountain. The record that I held from a couple years ago was 20 roller coasters in one day.
That's a lot.
That
feels like a lot.
Far surpassed that. With an absolutely... I will say we hit... I will say we hit 24, but 25 may have actually happened. I was actually looking for the AEDs, the automatic external defibrillators, around. Never found one.
All right.
Because I'm an older gentleman, and there's a real risk of a heart attack with all that was going on there. Because there is some terrifying shit there. If you love your children, and you want them to grow up to be Imagineers, and just have the world at their you know, the world at their fingertips and nothing but dream Disneyland. Sure. You want your kids to just know what death might possibly come to them as? Magic Mountain. Fucked up. Fucked up roller coasters.
All right.
Just legitimately fucked up stuff.
Yeah, you posted a video of one and I was like, nope. Nope.
Which I think is the one.
Remind
that he's
me not to
play.
Go on vacation with Al, because nope.
Nope. So we did all of them. We did the first hour. We did five in an hour. No lines. We went, for those that want to do it, the day after Thanksgiving. Very good day to go to a roller coaster park, because they're open and
nobody's
no one there.
Going there, right?
And it turns out the last, first Friday of December, also good times.
Huh.
No one there. Rode over and over again. They have the X2, which I know I've talked about riding on the X, that they've the new and improved X2. The car can spin 360 degrees this way and 180 degrees this way, and you go up on your back.
Nope.
So you're not like going up a roller coaster like this. You're laying on your back going
feet
that
first
way.
Or head first. Okay, head first.
Up. So you go head first. Remember, your car can flip all the way around. So the first car goes over the hill and drags the rest of the car. And that car, if you're in that car, you just feel yourself just hanging backwards like seven stories above Magic Mountain. And you invert while you're doing it. So you started sitting up, but then you flip over backwards from your weight and you wait for the whole car to get over the top. And then you drop. The crazy thing is if you're in the end car, there's no wait time.
You just flip right over.
Yeah. Everybody else does the waiting. You just get there and you just start spinning in your seat this way as you go down mm-hmm. this crazy thing. And you are not secured incorrectly. It is just a bra. I swear to God. It was just fucking nuts.
That's and then a recipe have... for my own vomit on the back of my own head. Like, that's
and
then
or on somebody else's yeah. head.
Well,
I'm
probably
guessing,
too,
yeah.
but... The skill that it takes to get vomit on the back of your own head. That's what, that's what that's going to do for me.
Yeah, that's the kind of angles that you're at. And then there's one called Tatsu that I absolutely love. And that one really does simulate flying.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit in your chair. You get a really good harness. I must say, the Tatsu, you feel really safe. And they've even added like a foam layer underneath the harness.
Mm-hmm.
But then so you're sitting like that. Like, I'm sitting like this. And it would be like if someone took the back of the chair and hooked it to the ceiling so that when the ride starts, you're flush with the ceiling facing the ground.
Okay.
And then you go like this and you go up and then you fly because there's no car in front of you. The whole thing is behind you. Mm-mm. So as it takes you downhill, you can't see the cars in front of you or anything. So it feels like you're just flying. Like
uh-huh.
all the power is coming from behind you. And you are like, there's one part where you go up like this. Go up towards the sky and then dive down. And it looks like you're coming into like a fountain at the park. And there's zero gravity as you do that one hit.
Right.
You just go weightless as you slide into it. And it was so fucking stupid. We rode it three times in a row. So, as death defying as those are, they just opened this new ride.
I'm hoping that you don't need any sound for this.
No. Oh, it'd be funny if you could hear the screaming.
Well, no. I'm sure we can envision that. So, we'll do this. Whoops. Play. There you go. So, this. Yeah, I got no.
Okay, wait. Turn. Make sure my microphone's on.
It is on.
Okay.
It's happening right
you're
now.
You're. Oh, wait. The people screaming as they go by. Yeah. Too much, she says. Too much.
Mm-mm.
So it legitimately goes, it's 75 miles an hour. It's their newest ride. It's called Crazanity. It goes 75 miles an hour, but it starts off as this really nice little swing. And, you know, the circle kind of turns a little bit. So easy, so gentle, so soothing
uh-huh.
on a warm winter's day. And then it just speeds up and goes way too high. And another one, it goes up so high that you're hanging upside down in something that's just a chair. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden you're upside down and it starts to spin and it gives you that, it goes up that little bit that you get that little bit of that zeroed gravity. And like, oh, no. My first ride ever when I was like 8 years old in Carowinds, North Carolina, I almost passed out from like whatever it was doing. And this one, the second time, because it was in the dark. The first time it was daylight and we were like fucked up, fun, maybe one more time at the end of the night. We went after it got dark. And first we stood in the queue waiting, and the thing is like zooming past you, and it looks like something out of a horror movie. Like, it looks like something, like some giant is just swinging people to their death. Because you can see their faces, and they're coming at you at like 75 miles an hour on this thing that sounds like a crashing semi. And you're like, oh, no, that's all the wrong noises, all the wrong, like, and the fear on their face is real.
Yo,
so, of
sure
course, we got right on.
Sure.
So we did that. And like this kid next to me, I was like, you know, I want a camera for all this because it was really cool. It was a beautiful day, but just off in the mountains in Valencia, California, it was snowing. Mm-hmm. So we had a sunny day, but if you look just a little bit to the north and to the east, there were snow clouds and it was snowing like crazy. So like all of a sudden you get this
really cold
breeze.
Well, because
there's
that big mountain pass right there just north of
Yeah, just north of there. So it was every time you got to the top of something, like the view was like,
oh, yeah.
What a fantastic day to have all this sunshine, but then just over here you could see the storm going on because we were high enough to die or see, you know, different geography. Fuck my life. But so when you got to the top, it was very pretty. But oh, sweet. So the kid had the glasses on. So I wanted a camera and he goes, oh, I'm going to record all this because he was wearing, and I don't know how he kept them on, but I guess there's some kind of like GoPro glasses.
Okay.
So it's really your point of view.
There have been a couple
and
iterations of those over time.
Oh, I'm so sorry about how bad the swearing is going to be on this. And they turned out to be two really nice gay guys. And they're like, we'll probably be with you.
Right.
And so I'm like, I'm going to teach you new ways to say, fuck no. Like, not safe. Not safe. That's all I kept screaming.
I need an adult. I need an adult.
Who's in charge of this shit?
Jesus.
So it was a lot of fun, but we were absolutely, absolutely finished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like just, oh, and then we went on one more in the dark called, I can't remember what it's called. Like Sheer Heart Attack or something like that. That's a Queen song. But one of those magnetic ones that can go from like 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
Yep.
And so you have to remember to keep your head back because it goes off. Well, it goes over this whole thing, Sheer Force, I think it's called. You go through this whole track, and then you go into this lit-up tunnel, which was so cool at night. And then it slams on the brakes, and you stop on a dime, and it's more whiplash. And then the car goes backwards, and you get sucked up the hill. So the last time in the dark, it was just the stuff of nightmares. To, like, come to a screeching halt and then go backwards through this lit-up tunnel and then just be hanging, looking at the ground. And I was like, I'm going to have nightmares about this for the rest of my life. Like, everything about this feeds into that. And then, zoom, they drop you, and you finish the ride. Crazy. Maybe Sheer Force or something like that. It's nuts. It was a bananas day.
And you
day.
Did that 25 times.
Yeah.
I would do that once and be done for the day.
But we were like, done. We didn't have dinner. Yeah. Mitch drove back to the rental place. I mean, there was no dinner. There was no sitting up. I just sat up in the room. And I tried to watch. I fell asleep 17,000 times through a movie. And we were in. He fell asleep on the couch at like 5:45. I think I fell asleep up in the room at like maybe 8.
Wow.
I mean, there was nothing. And there was no hint of dinner. There was no hint of, nope, that turkey leg is going to last us all day. I don't think I could put food in my stomach. And then the next day we went to downtown LA and we went to see Come From Away at the Amazon. And we met Lindsay, of old coworker of Mitch's who lives in the area and bought the ticket. And that's Harrison and I. And what a beautiful, beautiful show.
Yeah.
One of the best directed, most cleverly staged pieces of theater I have ever seen.
Yeah,
to have
they do it all with 6 people and 10 chairs. Right?
Yeah, 12. Yeah. It's 12 people that are playing every single role, and they
like 5,000 people in the story.
Yeah, they're all. It's just amazing, and all of a sudden, just by the way they put the chairs, they're sitting in the airplane. They change the chairs again. They're sitting in 2 school buses. They change the chairs again. And you're so on that journey that it doesn't even take you a second to realize when, like, the town hall turns into the airplane, the people on the tarmac, to the people back at that are trying to get the buses to work. Mm-hmm. And it's all the same people. And they'll maybe put on a hat or change an accent, but no one looks any different. Like, the one guy plays the Egyptian passenger, and he's one of the gay guys, and he's the town counselor, and he never really leaves the stage or does anything different. You just know what character he's playing.
You just know he's different
instantly by context. And it's such a brilliant theatrical
It took me a while to catch on to that.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen it in its entirety, so only clips from whatever, you know, wherever I find them all over the internet. And it took me a little while to catch on to that. I'm like, oh, wait, we're playing more than one character.
Yeah,
okay, now I get it. Because right. I was like, why is she the pilot but also seems to be a local? I don't understand.
How can she be both? And
for those who don't know what Company
Way is
about.
I'll get to that. So, it's about the town of Gander that has a relic of the Cold War. It has one of the largest airports in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And when before jet planes, it was where every plane that was going transcontinental had to stop to refuel.
Oh.
And then with the advent,
Gander's in Newfoundland.
In Newfoundland. And with the advent of jets, it was no longer necessary, and it just sits there obsolete until 9/11 when they grounded all the planes. So everyone coming into U.S. airspace was stopped and diverted to this tiny town of Gander that had mm-hmm. a population of 9,000, and 7,000 passengers and crew arrive.
Yep.
And this wonderful, wonderful town opens up their doors, their hearts, their wallets, their lives, like, and just takes these people in a story that's just constantly got you on the ringer of a point of view that I don't think has ever been told before of mm-hmm. people that were stuck on tarmacs and stuck in planes for 28 hours with no information and didn't know
right,
what was going
nobody
on.
Nobody knew anything, and people that didn't know something weren't telling anybody.
And as much as we think that everyone had cell phones, they didn't have the cell phones that we have now. So there wasn't internet. There wasn't the information available.
Right.
And there was some things being broadcast by the BBC over the airplane radio that mm-hmm. the pilots had heard. But other than that, people didn't know anything. And it was told so touchingly from the point of view of these people and how lost they were and what do you do? And the languages, which I never thought of, because the book that I read called The Day the World Came to Town mm-hmm. doesn't talk too much about the language barrier. This one gets into it somewhat. But how many translators they needed.
Sure.
In such a small town, and like somebody needing a kosher meal when there's no Jewish people there, and like, all the different things that came together in this tiny little rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the music was beautifully done.
Yeah.
And very energetic, had a very like Irish Celtic feel to it. Mm-hmm. Very, and the band has two big solo numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, just when you, like, you're kind of got your emotion in check and, you know, you can't help but give these people the standing ovation of their lives because it was genius. And then the band comes out and plays you out. I mean, but no one left. So in the music that you're supposed to be leaving to, everyone stood there. And
just watched it.
Because you needed it. Like, it was healing at that point. That was rough. When mm-hmm. that comes, you must go see it. When that comes to an area near you or near here, you have to go. It was genius.
Yeah. I first ran across their song, Welcome to the Rock, and it wasn't. It was in a YouTube video, but it wasn't anything staged. It was just them in the studio. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what?
Yeah, what you do?
Yeah, YouTube, like, fed it to me. And, of course, I watched it. And I went, oh, what is this? I have to have this. Like, what? I have to know more about this. And then, like, digging and found out it's all based on a true story. And the pilot's, a real-life woman. And
yeah.
They've had her on The View, and they've had her on Oprah and all kinds of places you can go find footage of.
Barbara. Her name's Barbara something.
Barbara something, yeah. But you can go find footage of the actress who originated the role with the pilot, like with this woman who still exists and you know, still is alive. And
yeah, and they took it from the 2011 10th anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and it was done through like Canadian a Canadian film theater workshop group, yep. that helped them put it together. But just beautifully, beautifully done.
This might be hard for people to see on it where it is, but that's where the red dot in the center of the screen is, where that Gander International Airport is. And
it's virtually on the edge, like the edge of the world.
Right. So yeah, I can see as you're coming from Ireland, the UK, Spain, all that, I can see where you have to just stop there to refuel to continue on to get to anything
else. Yeah, because to cut miles off, you always go up, north mm-hmm. and cut the earth that way and mm-hmm. come down.
Huh. So it's higher. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't realize where it was either.
Familiar with the show and how geography works. When we hit that awful turbulence that pretty much took our plane out of the air, I was looking at the map and showed where we were. I'm like, there's an airport at Gander. You can land this motherfucker. We are still over North America.
Well, and it's such an outdated airport. And planes and air travel had changed so much since it was in heavy use. Like, they almost didn't get the planes off the ground because they were sinking into the asphalt. Like, they stayed there long enough that they were, yeah, they almost had planes trapped there. Some of the planes they were worried couldn't land on their runway because it wasn't long enough for the larger planes. Like, it was a big logistical nightmare at the time, too.
Yeah, the 747 but they had no other, sunk.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they had to tow it out, make sure it worked.
And get
so
it the
they
hell
started
out of there.
Flying on Friday, but some people didn't get out till well into Saturday because of how bad it was. And then they only, you know, no one went back to where they were going. They just went to the next airport.
Right. To figure out what the hell to do.
Yeah.
How to get home, right.
Right.
That still didn't mean you were home.
It just meant you got to come back to the U.S.
Yeah. Craziness.
Yeah.
So there was that.
It was a crazy
And then just beaches and good times. And if you're in the Venice area, there is a restaurant called the Rose Cafe and Market that I recommend 110%. It's just darling.
Well, because it looked like you ate there 75 times in 3 days.
I tried. Just twice.
And did you stop by this place to put in an application? What were you doing?
Were you giving them your feedback?
Yes,
what was happening there?
We just happened to be walking around downtown
LA. Tell the listener-only people what we're looking at.
Listener-only people, we are looking at the offices of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, HFPA, also known as the Golden Globe Awards. Mm-hmm. And everybody always says, you know, I don't really know who the HFPA is. I don't know where they are. I found them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in downtown
LA.
Were
they hiding from you? Uh-huh. Had they been hiding?
Mm. We were in West Hollywood the one day, so they might have been in West Hollywood. Okay. Let me see if the phone tagged up. Or if I saved up.
Never know.
I was very excited about that, though. And it's just funny because of all the comments about how nobody knows where they are and all that shit.
They're
on 646 North Robertson in Hollywood.
In West Hollywood. So yeah, they're just down from... We were on a little walk to sober up from our Sunday fun day in West Hollywood.
Shocking.
Like you do. Sundays are for drinking. Let's just...
Not everybody can drink like I do.
You said that. When you sent me that text, you have to... What is it? You have to test drink with people before you travel with them.
Oh, yeah. You got to do a test drive with that car.
Did somebody fail?
No, not fail. We just...
just faltered a little bit.
We aborted
couldn't keep
mission.
Up with her.
Surprising. Yeah. Surprising.
That's all. Just couldn't keep
the
up with her.
Hollow leg.
Well, you know.
it was a fun weekend. Just got back a couple hours ago, so.
Yeah, you flew in Welcome like, what, home. At 5 this afternoon, 4 this afternoon?
Yep, had to be done.
Nice Perfectly timed.
Get away. And, you know, it was Mitch's good idea while in your presence to go see this.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that knew it was sitting there, so. Thanks to him for finding it and.
There to look at that. You see what I do? I bring people
you
together.
Bring people together. Bring people
I inspire
in
people to go see theater.
And Clayton, you, besides your retaliatory garden lighting?
Not a hell of a lot else. Over the past week, though, my back has been out and bugging me, so I was a little lighter. We're not lifting and doing near as much as normal, but I think we're on the road to recovery now with all of that. So
very good.
Getting older, it's a bitch.
It's not for sissies.
I know, and I've decided that I'm going to let younger people lift shit because I'm not doing it anymore.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, let them do it.
Smart.
Because I am not
delegate.
Built
we
for
can
it.
Delegate.
Yeah, I'm going to be a manager of unloading and loading stuff. You do that. You do that. Mm-hmm. You do that. Mm-hmm. Seems to work out well. Then I had dinner with Mom last night. Now, I meant to get a picture, but I'll have to. And I know you haven't seen it because you've been traveling, unless you watched it last night for some reason. Had dinner at Mom's last night, and the annual CMA Country Music Awards holiday special that Reba McEntire hosts was on it. And I said to Mom last night, I wonder.
Didn't they give that to Carrie Underwood for a couple of years?
That's CMT. She does country. Yeah, she does the actual Country Music Awards.
Oh, okay. Well, no, she does a holiday special too, because I have like show tune bullshit clips from it.
Oh.
Anyway, move on.
But Reba's there and all that. And I thought for sure you would have something to say about the style
the
and the look,
drag,
the
yeah.
man in drag, exactly. But I forgot to snag pictures from that. But she looked fantastic.
Nobody knew last week. We talked about the Kennedy Center honors, and I had wondered aloud if it was the first time a drag queen had ever been honored.
Cher or Reba, either one.
Yeah, I don't think Cher's been honored yet, though.
She was this year.
Yeah.
Cher and Reba and Hamilton. And
oh, it's coming.
Yes.
I'm saying, I have never seen a Cher tribute yet.
No, it's coming.
And I'm very curious to see how this
all
comes together.
There are clips and sneak peeks online if you go look really hard.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah, we won't play them here because we'll get nailed for it by CBS or the Kennedys or anybody, whoever.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'll have to look for it
Clayton
later.
Clearly remembers. I went on a whole rant about why don't we get to just watch it live because it happened like 2 weeks ago.
And right.
Now I have to wait another 2 weeks for it.
They made it a Christmas special years ago when it's not filmed. Oh, it is filmed. It's usually filmed on like the end of October.
No, it was the beginning of the month. It was just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
End of November, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because I think it had just happened last week at some point. So probably the Friday before that, Carry the One, Minus Two. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
It's recent.
But CBS, for some reason, made it a Christmas thing back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I've never argued with them.
But now there's just like leaks and teasers and clips and everything online. And I'm like, why can't just fucking show it to me already? Do you want me to pay CBS? Like, I'll do it. Let me have it.
The year that it was Dolly Parton.
It was actually shot this says December 2nd.
Yeah, that makes sense. The first Sunday.
Yeah, that's when
it feels right, because then it would have just happened and it would have been all over my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done at 2 in the afternoon. That's when they have it.
Oh.
It's not a nighttime event, which...
I always assumed it was an evening thing.
I did too. I always did. But according to this, nope.
Huh.
That's odd. So how do they have... Well, they don't have dinner at the White House now. Maybe that cuts into it. Because it used to be...
Well, they would have dinner after then. Or a different day.
No,
it was...
Yeah, you had dinner with them first, and then you went to there, and that's why they don't perform. Throughout a little full.
Interesting.
Is how
Cause,
I...
Because I would have planned dinner after, just in case there would be, like, throwing up from the full dinner and the nerves and the emotions and things. I would do dinner after anyway.
Well, they probably just do it earlier, because they're not going to go visit Donnie and...
That's what I mean. So, I mean, you don't get the evening with the president, so maybe they're just like, we start this at 2,
can we
dumb.
Just get done with this? I got a party to
and
go
it's
to.
It's not a seamless production.
Right.
Because there are stuff, there's a bunch of stuff that's been cut. Dolly Parton's year, Kelly Pickler fucked up 9 to 5 and famously got cut.
Oh.
And,
damn it, Kelly.
There's another one in one of the Broadway sections. I feel like she was the girl that had the reality show that put her in Grease, but now she's better. Now she's in other stuff. Osnes?
Laura Osnes? Oh, yeah, she's been on the Kennedy Center Honors more than once.
But her first appearance
kind of got
the...
She's one of those that's on, like, the payroll.
The clippity-doo-dah, because she...
Ruh-roh.
Clippity-doo-dah.
She fucked it up.
The clippity-doo-dah. Well, again, I'm looking forward to seeing it again this year, because, well...
I'm looking it up.
9 times out of 10, I'll be with you watching it. Because they show it on a Sunday night, right?
I never understand it. Somewhere around Christmas, whether it's the Sunday...
It's always, like, right... I thought it's the 26th. Hang on.
Oh, Google. The 26th, so it's going to be on Wednesday.
Right.
Whichever it is,
it will air. Ceremony date. When is it?
It will be... it's always a good time to watch with you, because you know all the ins and outs and all these other people and all this shit.
Wednesday the 26th, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the day after Christmas. I think that's always.
But you work, don't you?
No, I am off. Definitely off that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I work Christmas.
Good for you.
Okay.
I work.
Well, then, guess where I'm going to be on the 26th? We'll be ordering Chinese food and having a viewing party.
Well, there we go.
At your house. That worked out well.
That sounds lovely.
Yes.
It's a hell of a day at sea.
Yes, absolutely. Good times. Well, no, that'll be fun. I'm glad for that. And I'm honestly just glad to get this. Let's just wind this year down and start with the clean slate again. I'm already at that point where... It's everybody's got holiday hours, and this is going on, and that's going on. I'm already tired of it, because I just like everything to be just on the normal routines of stuff.
Yeah.
So just get past New Year's Day, and the adventures and hangovers, and let's just go to the second. Well, actually, I want it to be the 3rd of January, when all of the new senators and everything get sworn in, and we have that clean slate. That'll be nice. Looking forward to that, too.
That'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm. That will be a joyous day.
Oh, happy day.
And by the way, again, programming note, if you don't already know, we are not doing live shows on Christmas Day, because it's Tuesday, and New Year's Day, because it's Tuesday. So we're going to be...
And we'll be drinking.
Sure, and not doing this.
Yeah. New Year's Day in Phoenix has started with a big sloppy drinking party.
At your bar.
At my bar.
If done correctly, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of drinks, a drag show, maybe a DJ, some dancing, who knows?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so.
We open the bar at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm trying to recall if I've ever done an Adventures in Hangovers.
Have you never come to Hangovers?
I don't think I have.
Oh my gosh, it gets messy.
Well, And people doesn't everybody basically wear jammies and onesies and
Some people come in pajamas and stuff. It was started with the idea of just wake up as early as you can in whatever you went to bed in, whatever you died in last night. Just open your eyes and come back to the party.
Mm-hmm.
They used to actually not clean the bar in between. Like, they used to just lock the doors at 2 o'clock on New Year's Eve and take a little nap and come on back at 7 o'clock and just let the bar was just left as is.
It's fair.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and clean this year because gross.
well, it's a new bar.
We started that some years ago though.
Yeah.
But yeah, we start with a little breakfast. We'll feed you some mimosas and coffee and eggs or whatever it is that we've catered in.
Okay, that's cool.
And then we roll right into a fun little drag show. It used to be hosted by T.C. Taylor, but I think we're going to give it to Olivia Gardens this year because T.C. apparently can't come into town for that since they moved to Oklahoma and Montana like dummies. Chicken farmers.
They moved to both places?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense.
They're splitting their time because he's got...
Oh,
yeah, they've got family in both places.
So I didn't understand how that worked.
Now they're snowbirds. They're like redneck snowbirds.
I still don't... That pairing I never knew about until they left.
I never knew about the two of them.
Just, wow. Like, did they date? She dating who? It was just weird to me.
Oh, for kind of a long time now, yeah.
Yeah, but I rarely ever saw TC. I saw... why am I blanking?
Brock,
I saw with you oftentimes at the bar I would see, but other than that, I never saw TC, so I never ever saw them together.
Yeah.
Just crazy. Oh, well.
The more you know.
Yeah. The stars come out, everything happens.
So, that's fascinating local news.
So. Yeah, it's local, so because you don't know
come
any of
these
people.
Come see us on New Year's Day.
I showed up 1 year and had a good time, but...
Oh, it is a good time. No, it's a blast. It's a blast, and we're very excited to have it in the new space now with more room and... We can do more fun things. So
I may or may not have taken a little disco nap in the corner.
Like
I think that's fair.
Like I said, it's a messy, messy day.
It was a messy day.
It just is. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
Some days are messy.
Nobody gets hurt. Everything works out.
Yeah, we take care of everybody. I spend a lot of the afternoon like counseling and getting people home. Like, okay, honey, like it's time. Which is my specialty. I go and start momming everyone to death and they leave very quietly.
Well, maybe we can make it this year. We'll do that and do the
And if you get out of hand, I'll mom you to death too.
Wait, what day of the week is it?
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll have to come later.
January 1st.
Right, no, but I'll have to come later because that is my day to clean the bar, so I'll have to, because I'm ringing in all the New Year's at Stacy's on stage to keep him from doing it. So we're doing that, and then I'll have to turn around, come back clean, and then I'll come visit you.
Perfect.
But that's fine. Everybody will be 10, 15 drinks ahead of me.
They'll be half in the bag and a good time to watch.
That's fine and dandy.
Good news.
I don't know. Does anybody have an obsession they want to talk about, or no?
Not especially.
Okay, then let's do this. We will do our little headline segment.
Now. You didn't ask if I had headlines.
Well, I did. You know the way the show flow goes. I figured you'd know that. Well, guess what? Nuns need money, too.
Elf on the Shelf. Wait till you see what the seal has.
Florida woman pulls a knife.
Volunteer stand-in for mom.
Snitches get stitches or $86,000.
I guess you're going to sing your way through this.
Sky penis over California.
Something boring about flags.
Something else?
Oh, you got done. Anything else? Oh, I have a third,
and
so
a
we'll go.
And a volunteer catnapper to the rescue. Yes, indeedy doobie. So we're going to take a little break, get some coffee, come back, talk about headlines right here.
I got to tell you, I'm a Yelper, and you're not going to get a good review.
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.